What is up, everybody? Welcome to a brand new episode of the Real Talk Podcast. I am your host, AJ Lasser, and welcome to the first of five episodes leading up to the season finale. This episode and this show, the Real Talk Podcast, is sponsored by Anchor. If you do not have the stuff you need to create a podcast, Anchor is the best stuff for you. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Now, like I said, this episode is the first of five episodes, and it's leading up to the season finale and pretty much the end of the year. And like I've said, this show will be continuing into season two sometime in early to mid-January, as I'll be taking some time off to spend time with family and to get some shit straightened out. Now, this episode is going to be a little bit different than what I'm used to. I did schedule the random shit talk episode for this week, but I figured I'd save it for the final four. I want to get into a subject that I've always wanted to talk about, and that's pretty much this entire year. The year 2020. It started out great. Nothing was going wrong. Everyone was still going to live events. Concerts were still going on. Then all of a sudden, in March, everything changed. And the world went to complete and utter hell. Pretty much, we've had celebrities die. We've had streaming services go up. Politicians acting like morons. We've seen the rise of Karens, anti-maskers, pro-maskers, live events becoming more indoorsy. Like I said, WWE did their shit from the Performance Center up until August. Now they're doing this whole thing called the Thunderdome. NXT followed suit. UFC is holding pay-per-views almost every freaking weekend. And to be honest with you, the pandemic witnessed the birth of this show. See, back when I started, this show was actually called the Anything Goes Podcast. Thing is, I figured that I was going to be the only podcast with that title. I was wrong. Turns out there was many others like it. So I figured, since I don't want my show to be named just like everyone else's, I decided to change the name from the Anything Goes Podcast to Real Talk. And the name stuck. And to be honest with you, I'm glad I did that. Like I said, the beginning of this year, 2020, was actually pretty good because we have now entered into a new decade. Things were going well. Nothing was going wrong. February, we found out that the coronavirus was spreading across the country. And to be honest with you, nobody took it seriously until March. In March, they ended up shutting everyone down. But most companies ended up still working. Me, when I was still working at Ashley Furniture, they stayed working up until, well, they pretty much stayed open until April. Then they finally decided to shut down. And we were out of work for at least several weeks. The unemployment rate was going up. It was hard for people to find any kind of work. People had to file unemployment for weeks and weeks and weeks because they couldn't find a job. And of course, we don't exactly know how the virus started. Yeah, I made a crack saying that some guy took a bite out of a damn bat sandwich and came back, and that's how the virus started. Sure, that was a... I have to tell you right now, that was a joke. If people didn't get it, now you know why I came up with that little joke. Thing is, it was actually an airborne virus. Most people, they don't care about the masks. I've already said this numerous times. I don't like them. But 2020 saw the rebirth of having to wear masks out in public. Because the last time people had to wear masks, I can't remember exactly when. I think it was in the 1920s, in the 1930s, when this flu epidemic started plaguing America. And thing is, it's happening all over again. Thing is, this fucking virus has taken more lives than anything else. And I still think it's bullshit that we have to wear masks inside. Me, I'm an asthmatic. And to be honest with you, it's hard for me to breathe in a mask. That's why I keep an inhaler on me 24/7. But it also turns out that I'm immune to it. It turns out that anyone with a blood type of O negative technically is immune to it. See, the thing is, my wife has proven that point. She got tested for it 3 separate times. And it came back negative. I haven't caught it. And I don't wear a mask. The only time I wore a mask was when I worked at either Ashley Furniture or Huddle House. Now, I actually work at a damn job where I don't have to wear one. And I'm actually happy. But of course, the pandemic, as they started calling it then, started affecting everyone and everything, like hometown jobs, hometown businesses, and putting these people out of business and putting people out of work. And of course, it affected holidays too. It affected the 4th of July. People couldn't gather around and enjoy fireworks. Let's see. A lot of outdoor events were canceled due to this shit. Most stores will actually have an employee stand outside and say that you can't enter without wearing a mask, which is bullcrap, which they eventually lifted that. Now they usually do it during the day, but at night they are less lenient on it. But thing is, people obviously think that this shit's going to go away overnight. It's not. And to be honest with you, I have to say 2020 is the year of the shit show. That's all it is. All this is just a shit show. It's like as soon as this pandemic started, that's when people started showing their true colors. You find out who's a masker and who's an anti-masker. You find out who actually listens and who doesn't. And you also start realizing we saw like I said at the beginning of this, the birth of Karens. Entitled bitches who think that they're right. And of course, the shit show kept going on and on and on. Especially with the death of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, the young boy who was shot in the back of the head, execution style. And to be honest with you, it was at that time they started saying shit like, say his name or say her name or I can't breathe. And that's when the whole Black Lives Matter started to rise up and up and up and up. Because I'll be honest with you, Black Lives do matter. Because like I've heard people say, Blacks, African Americans, are being treated like second class citizens, and they shouldn't. They should be treated with the same respect as any white man. So do the Asian Americans, and so do the Muslim Americans who are actually trying to get away from their countries who oppress them and tell them what to believe in when they want to believe in something else. Of course, the whole racism thing is back up, calling African Americans the N-word and everything else. Asian Americans were actually at the beginning of this year starting to be blamed for the coronavirus because it actually started in China. Just because it started in China does not mean that Asian Americans who were actually born in the United States were the cause of it. And I brought this up in the episode, The Profile is the Word. The racial profiling. And I want to clear this up. Not all white people are rednecks or privileged assholes. Not all African Americans are ghetto thugs, gangsters. And not all Asians are slant-eyed and insensitive to Americans thinking that they don't know what they say. Thing is, not all whites are redneck hicks. Some are actually scientists, politicians, teachers, professors. Some are hardworking parents who are trying to make money for their kids. Same for the African Americans. And same for the Asian Americans. Because ever since this year started, we saw the rise of racial insecurity, racial profiling. Hell, there's little white kids who are wanting just to stop. Knowing that no matter how much you plead for people to stop, they're not going to stop. And posting on social media saying that you want it to stop is not making a difference. Accusing an Asian American of bringing the coronavirus into this country does not help either. And the whole George Floyd thing was taken way out of proportions. Because yes, I did see the video. I could actually hear that man saying, please get off me. I can't breathe. And the man was actually calling for his mom. And I thought it was wrong for what they did. And every single cop should have lost their jobs or worse. And I know most people will say, oh, you're going against your race. No, I'm not. I'm going against hatred. Because I've been bullied my entire life. I know what hate looks like. I know what racial hate looks like. Being bullied for being white or being bullied because you got held back. I know what that feels like. And no, I'm not against my own color. I'm not against my own race. Because I've done said it numerous times. We all bleed red. And this is the greatest country in the world. But for right now, we're not acting like it. Then, of course, Donald Trump. I've had plenty to say about this guy this entire year. All the way up until he finally lost. But now he's acting like he didn't lose and that he's trying to keep his ass in the White House. And saying shit like that he's the reason why Big Ten football is back. That a Portland, Oregon cop supports him when it wasn't true. Or telling the Proud Boys to stand back and stand by. And like I said about these guys in one of the previous episodes, fuck you guys. Go eat a bag of dicks. Because you guys ain't helping this country. You think you are, but you're not. I don't support the Proud Boys, and I don't support Donald Trump. Never will. I don't even support Biden, because I'm not into politics. I don't like politics, but I will talk about it if I have to. If somebody asks me to, I will. And of course, I've had some people tell me that, yeah, they're tired of hearing me talk by myself. They want me to talk to somebody else. They want me to have a co-host. Thing is, I'm hearing you. I do need a co-host. And sometime in season 2, next year, there will be a co-host for this show. I will have numerous co-hosts, like special co-hosts, to help me get the word out. And to be honest with you, yeah, I kind of get it. You're getting tired of hearing me talk to myself. But the thing is, I do like talking to myself. It helps me build my confidence up. And here's the thing. I've been seeing guys in their early 30s. When they're quarantined inside their house, they're either building up muscle, losing weight, getting exercise inside their own home, or they're just sitting on their lazy asses and gaining weight and getting fat. And me? I started building my own confidence when I was still working at Ashley's this year. I became the alpha dog. I became a alpha dog. Not just a alpha dog. I became the alpha dog. And it was that was a confidence boost that I have kept to this very day. I started the alpha dog thing back in 2000. Well, actually, at the beginning of this year, I started referring myself as the alpha dog. And I haven't stopped. And I never will. Might as well call me Roman Reigns, because I'm not just the alpha dog, I'm the big dog. I'm the head of my own damn table. And I'm going to take this confidence into next year. The thing is, I'm finding the confidence that I never had before. I'm thinking of my wife. I'm thinking of my kids. I'm thinking of myself. And to be honest with you, I love it. I love every single minute of it. Which is why, after the season finale of the podcast, I am going to be taking a little bit of a hiatus. I'm going to go dark. I'm going to work on myself. I'm going to work on me. I'm going to work on my body and my mind. And I'm not going to stop until I'm finally mentally stable. And the thing is, on January 1st, 2021, I'm making my own destiny. And I think that's what everybody else should do. Don't take the destiny that someone else has set for you, or what you believe God has set for you. Make your own damn destiny. Because your destiny is in your own damn hands. Just like my destiny is in my hands, I make my own destiny. In other words, I'm going to be rebuilding myself as a completely different person. Like I said, I'm going to go dark on Facebook. And to be honest with you, I think that is the best thing for me. Because to be honest with you, I've been feeling down. I haven't been feeling myself, mainly because of the stress of this year. With all the political bullcrap that's been going on, with all the bullcrap of the COVID-19 bullshit, all the conspiracy theories that are out there, and hell, personal shit that goes on with my own family. I do believe we all need to hit that reset button. And that's exactly what I'm going to do. I do believe 2021. And you don't have to listen to what I say on this part here. And if you choose to listen to it, that's your decision. I do believe in 2021, January 1st, 2021, everyone, and I mean the entire world, needs to hit the restart button. Because to be honest with you, everyone, and I mean everyone, has been acting like they don't care about what's going on. Hell, George Floyd will always be remembered. Breonna Taylor will always be remembered. All the celebrities that have died this year will be remembered, including the most recent one, Charlie Pride, country's first African-American superstar, died yesterday due to COVID-19 complications. He'll be remembered. I don't want to remember this year as the year that the entire world went to complete and utter shit. I want this year to be remembered for the good things. For the fact that some workers are actually able to go back to their fucking jobs and make money for their families. I want this world, I want this year to be remembered as the year that major companies, like major sports, are actually working for the fans. Like I said, with WWE and the Thunderdome, with the UFC holding live events every weekend. The fact that streaming services are actually fucking doing what's best for fans. They're actually listening to fans. Hell, fucking the fucking Star Wars universe is about to get a whole lot bigger. Especially with with Ahsoka Tano getting her own series on Disney Plus either next year or the year after. And hell, the character Andor from Rogue One's getting his own series. Hell, they're going to be doing this shit called The Acolyte, which I do believe sounds pretty damn cool. But the one movie I'm actually looking forward to, which is from the director of the fucking Wonder Woman 1984. Patty Jackson. She's directing Star Wars Rogue Squadron. Now, if most people are not familiar with that, Rogue Squadron was actually a fucking video game. The thing is, I actually watched this teaser trailer that she did, and she said this movie is inspired by her father being a fighter pilot. And now she's going to get to make a movie similar to that with Rogue Squadron, and I'm looking forward to that. Or how about the fact that, hell, Buzz Lightyear is getting a fucking origin movie in 2022 with Chris Captain America Evans playing the man who inspired Buzz Lightyear. And to be honest with you, I think that's going to be cool. And to be honest with you, what they got planned for next year, I'm not going to go into complete detail, it's going to be awesome. Now, thing is, I started using a hashtag. Well, I started using two hashtags in my Facebook posts. One is Rise of the Alpha Dog, and the other is one I recently started using, Reignite the Fire. Now, I started using that phrase in a previous episode of this podcast. And to be honest with you, it stuck with me. Because for some reason, I feel like a fire has been reignited in me that makes me want to do whatever I want to do without anybody telling me different. Because like I said, I'm living a dream. Right now, this podcast is a dream of mine, and I'm finally getting to be able to get my voice out, even though, yes, you do hear my voice stuttering almost every single episode. Sooner or later, I will get my voice to the point where I don't stutter. Like I said, this show is helping with my confidence and my public speaking. It's lit a fire in me that makes me want to go out and make money for my kids, for my wife, for my entire fucking family, to the point where I don't want anybody's help making it through. And to be honest with you, if I could actually get one person to use that hashtag reignite the fire, I'll be happy because I'll officially start a movement. The Reignite the Fire movement. Because to be honest with you, we all need that one thing to help us reignite the fire inside, the burn in your belly that tells you that you can fucking do anything. And like I said, this confidence is building back up, and I'm loving every minute of it. And nothing's going to stop me, and nothing's going to stop us into going into this new year, into 2021, with that same fire and ambition to live out our dreams. Because, like I said a moment ago, we make our own destiny. Nobody else makes it for us. Don't let somebody tell you what your destiny is. Write your own history. Make your own destiny. Rewrite history and reignite that fire. And of course, like I said, I do this to build my own confidence when I say reignite the fire. And when I say I am the alpha dog. Because everyone else is an alpha dog in their own right. They're the alpha dog of what they do. And I'm the alpha dog of being me. Trying to be a better father. Trying to be a better husband. And honestly, I'm not going to stop. Because once January 1st rears its head, I and several others that I know that are out there that listen to this episode or any other episode are going to make 2021 their bitch. We're going to tell 2021 no fuck-ups. Not going to let this year bring me down. Because let's be honest. Like I said, this year has been nothing but a complete and utter shit show. And it shows. People not wanting to work. They want to collect that unemployment check. Very soon it will run dry. People blaming a presidential candidate for something that they obviously had no control over. Or the fact that, hell, the fact that certain people are acting like entitled little assholes. That's all 2020 has been. The virus, the politics, and entitled Karens. That's all this year has been about. Most people are actually trying to make the best of this year. And like I said, I'm trying to do my part. And no, that does not include me being a fucking sheep and wearing a mask every fucking where I go, or even wearing a fucking mask in my fucking car. Because I'm a Viking. I'm a Norse pagan. And to be honest with you, I'm not a sheep. I will not fall in line. And no one can make me. Because I believe the All-Father has got my back. And to be honest with you, I've got his. It's like I said, I'm not a sheep. I'm a wolf in sheep's clothing. I will act like I'm listening, but in reality, I really am not. Because the world needs more wolves than they do sheep. Because I would rather be a son of a wolf of Odin than a lamb of God. And that's another thing that that I have not touched on here was religion. And I don't think I ever will. Because I don't judge people's religion. People believe what they want to believe. Me, like I said, I believe in Norse paganism. I believe I'm a modern day Viking. And I believe in their customs. People believe in Christianity. Let them believe in it. Because that's all this is. They're all the same. They're all the same God. Doesn't matter what your religion is. It's all the same God. Because to be honest with you, you can believe in God and not be a Christian. It's just that I believe there's more than one God. And they're watching us and they're seeing us make complete asses of ourselves. To be honest with you, I believe I'm the only one making sense. And I just want people to stop. Stop making a war out of religion. Quit making a war out of race or ethnicity. Because we are all made in our own images. Be honest with you, I believe I'm a wolf, an alpha wolf, and to be honest with you, I'm never going to stop believing that I am what I am, mainly because, like I said, it's a confidence thing, but I also believe that I can and will be better than I am. Because hell, you can't stop what's already started. And of course, yeah, I deal with the jokes. I call myself the alpha dog, and people make jokes saying that I'm a, like I'm a chihuahua or anything like that. Thing is, I take those jokes in stride. I don't see them as insults to me. No. I just see them as they are. Just a bunch of jokes. People like to make, people who don't have a sense of humor have no souls. And me, I have a soul and I do have a sense of humor and I do think the shit's funny. But the thing is, I'm tired of the jokes. I do get tired of them. Now, when I call myself the alpha dog, I mean I am the alpha dog. And 2020 was somewhat of the year of the alpha dog, but 2021 will be the rise of the alpha dog. And of course, like I said, this whole year has been nothing but complete hell. Like I said, and of course, I also say, enough of choosing sides. When it comes to political shit, when it comes to music, when it comes to favorite TV shows, who has the better taste in music, Because that's all 2020 has been. It's been a year of arguing, too. Political bullshit, the coronavirus, the rise of Karens, and the rise of arguing over whose shit is better. Because to be honest with you, it's all the same shit, just different premises. Because I do honestly believe that we are in a time loop, and it's just an endless cycle. And to be honest with you, next year I say we break the cycle and do what we want. Do what makes us happy. And like I said, next year I will be going dark. I'm not going to be on social media as much, because I'm going to be focusing on myself and I'm going to be focusing on my family. I'm going to be focusing on making myself mentally stable, mentally healthy, and physically healthy. Because I've always made a New Year's resolution. I know everyone else has. To be honest with you, I'm not going to make one for 2021. Because I always fall through with it. I never truly, you know, follow through. And I know most people don't usually follow through on their, you know, promises for the new year. But me, this will be the year that I do. And I'm not making a New Year's resolution, because I'm making a promise. The beginning of the year, the only time you'll be hearing from me is on this show. And on the show's official Facebook page. And that'll be it. You can leave me your suggestions for future episodes. I will read them. And if I don't respond to you, don't take that as me ignoring you. If you listen to a future episode and you hear a topic that you suggested, you'll know I'm listening. But like I said, I'm going to be taking next year and completely reinvent myself, rebuild myself from the ground up. And I'm going to rebuild my family from the ground up too. Because we've hit rock bottom. And the only way to make it back to the top of the mountain is by starting from the ground up. Or as that Drake song says, start from the bottom, now we're here. We're starting at the bottom. And we're going to make our way back to the top. And that's why, with this final thought, I just want to say what a great year that has been for this show. Hell, my very first episode got over 50-something listeners in the past several months, because people have been catching on to this show, and I'm glad people are listening. And I don't intend to stop. You people, my listeners, my fans, I'm glad you guys are listening to me. And you guys have been listening to me since April of this year. And with season 2 looming, I have to say, be prepared for some new shit. Because I'm starting, I'll give you a little sneak preview. I'm going to be starting this new thing called Artist Profile. And like I said in a previous episode. I pretty much did a sneak preview of this with Five Finger Death Punch, the Death Punch Therapy episode. And that was pretty much a profile on them and their music and how much we need Death Punch Therapy. And I'm going to be starting doing that. And I do believe, I'm going to tell you this, the first episode is going to be about 3-6 Mafia. That's right, I'm saving the 3-6 Mafia episode for the first episode of Season 2. And onward. I'm also going to be starting doing a lot more random Real Talk episodes too, where I get real with you, my listeners, and I'm also going to be doing a lot more random Shit Talk episodes too. Then, of course, like I said, if you got any suggestions for future episodes, let me know. Let me know what you think. Tell me how I've been doing this past year. Because to be honest with you, I think I've been doing good. And honestly, I'd never want to stop, and it's because of you guys. And with one more final thought, I have to say, with all the bullcrap that's been going on this year, from the start of the virus to all our favorite celebrities dying, to Johnny Depp and Amber Heard butting heads and people taking sides and everything else, I say we leave everything that happened this year in this year. And I say the coronavirus needs to go to hell and stay there. And if you think I'm going to hell because I don't believe in God, thing is, I don't believe in hell. And I never will. I do believe there is a version of heaven called Valhalla. But I don't believe there is an actual hell. Because if you live your life righteous, you walk down a good and glorious path, you'll end up where you deserve to be. And like I said, before I go, let's hit that reset button on January 1st, 2021 and start over. And I say, like I said at the beginning of this year, at the first episode, and I'm going to reiterate, even if there is no getting back to normal, let's at least try to get back to normal. And let's get rid of these masks and live life as if this shit never happened. Even though it did. And of course I say, release the alpha dog in you and reignite that fire in your belly. And make your own destiny. Be who you want to be. And leave 2020, anything that happened to you in 2020, the good or bad, in this year, in 2020. Don't take it with you in 2021. Because if you do, more bad shit's going to happen to you. It's called karma. And you don't want bad karma. With that being said, I want to thank you for listening to this brand new episode of the Real Talk Podcast. There's 4 more episodes left. Leave your suggestions in the inbox for the under the Anything Goes Podcast Facebook page. I got to change the name. I don't know how I'm going to do it. Give me tips. Give me pointers. Give me topics for future episodes for season two. Because I already got four episodes planned. And like I said, I've rescheduled 3-6 Mafia episode for the first episode of season two. And all of this is leading up to the season finale towards the end of the year. So I say to you, this has been the Real Talk Podcast. I have been your host, the Alpha Dog, AJ Laster. I'll see you in the next four episodes, and I'll see you in season two in early to mid-January 2021. Let's kick 2020's ass and make sure it stays down for a 10 count. Be safe. Good night. Good luck. Like I said, stay safe. Kick 2020's ass and go into 2021 the best you that you can be. Good night. Good luck. Be good people. See you soon in the next episode. Peace out, everybody. Good night.